Hey guys, what's up? We are back with another video today, and today we are doing our Florida State 2023 college football prediction. So make sure that you hit that subscribe button down below. We're closing in on 1,000 subscribers, guys. It is so crazy to believe that from the last 4 years that we're going to get so close to 1,000 subscribers. Like this video if you enjoy it. Comment all your thoughts and opinions down below. What you think Florida State's record will be, what you think their season will look like with games against LSU and Florida and Clemson. What do you think those big games will provide down to the small games like Virginia Tech and Wake Forest and stuff like that? So also that, make sure you check out the podcast. Link will be in the description as well as the website and the Patreon page. As well as my second channel with American Football Network, that's College Football Roundup. We're putting out all sorts of other content on there that's exclusively on Roundup. So make sure that you check out that video as well. So let's get started with today's video. So as we make our way over to the schedule, Florida State's in an interesting position this year. They are in a position that really puts them in a good spot with this year, and you have a big first game when it comes to LSU. LSU is a big time opponent. This is a Sunday night matchup, not even a Saturday night game. And this game, Florida State won just by the skin of their teeth last year. Really fascinating matchup. This year, it's probably going to be a top 10 matchup. And it's going to be a fascinating one. You have Jaden Daniels on one side at quarterback, and you have Jordan Travis on the other. You have both great wide receiver cores led by Johnny Wilson on the Florida State side, and the LSU receiver that I can't think of his name on the other side. Both teams have pretty solid defenses. I think LSU's defense is just a little bit better, but overall pretty solid defenses on each. But really when it comes down to it, I think when this game is at the very end, I think that the winner will be the most physical team. And I think the most physical team in this matchup is the LSU Tigers. I think that LSU is just a little bit more physical. They have a little bit better running attack outside. Both quarterbacks, I think, are pretty even in their rushing ability. I think Jordan Travis will probably run the ball a little bit more just because of his want to run the ball a little bit more than Jaden Daniels. But I think that the running game and the physicality of LSU and the trenches is going to be the big difference in this game. Then moving on for your first true home game of the season, that will be a game against Southern Miss. The reason why I say first true home game is LSU. It is technically the home version of the home and away matchup, this one being in Orlando. So it's not a home game, but it is. Southern Miss, no issues here. I think Southern Miss joins a new conference this year. Other than that, I think Southern Miss, that should be a pretty easy game. Get the dub there. Then you head to Chestnut Hill to play the Boston College Eagles. This is a tough match. This is not a tough matchup. Boston College is in a bad spot. Jeff Hafley has got a lot of work to do. And to be honest, he could be on his way out after this season. It's not looking good for this Boston College program. I think you should get a pretty easy W there. Then we move on to the second biggest matchup of the year, maybe even the biggest if you really think about it, because at the end of the day, you got to win this ACC matchup in order to get the W here. I think that this is going to be a tough matchup. You got to head to Memorial Stadium. You got to go to Death Valley to win this, to play in this game. It's going to be a tough matchup. It is once again going to come down to the most physical team and being able to win in the trenches. And last year, Florida State got their butts whooped. And even though it was a closer score at the end of the game, Clemson really just kind of led him back into the game and then eventually won the game because of time running out. And Clemson, they played a pretty good game in Florida State, in the Doke. It's going to be a tough environment in Death Valley. I think with this game being on the road and what happened last year, I'm going to have to give the win to the Tigers. But you head into your bye week, and this is where you really get into ACC play. Yeah, Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech is not in a great spot. This is not the same Virginia Tech as it was under Frank Beamer. This is not the same type of team. Virginia Tech is in a bad spot with the complete whiff when it came to the hiring of Justin Fuente. And then now Brent Pry. I don't think that was a good hire either. You should get a win here. I think Virginia Tech is going to struggle. Then you have Syracuse coming to town with this game being a home. If it was up in New York, I think it would be a little bit more of an interesting matchup. But I think with Syracuse coming down to town, I think that the heat may get to a team that is so far north. Even though it's in October and not September, I think it could be a factor in this game. And I think that they should be able to get the win as well. Then you bring in Duke, and Duke is in an interesting spot as a team. I think that they have a lot of pieces to be able to work with, especially at the quarterback spot with Riley Leonard. And I think Mike Elko has this team in a good spot. And I think that this is a must-win game for Florida State if you want a shot at getting to the ACC championship. Because I think if you lose to Duke, Duke will be the second team in that ACC championship if you've already lost to Clemson. If you beat Clemson, then I think you're in a fine spot here. But if you don't, you got to win this game. And with it being homecoming and all of that, I think that Duke does lose this game. I think Florida State gets the win. I think that Jordan Travis is just a little bit better of a quarterback. And I think that overall, Florida State is in just a little bit better of a program spot than Duke is. So I think they get the win there. Then you head to your first road game in 4 weeks as you head to Wake Forest or Winston-Salem to play the Demon Deacons. This is going to be an interesting matchup. Wake Forest, you lost Sam Hartman. You lost a couple other players on that offense. The defense is going to be trash as always under Dave Doran. I think that Florida State gets the win here, even though I think that Florida State from time to time does have a game or two in which they're like, what are you doing, Florida State? Like when they played, who was it last year that they lost to? There was a couple of teams where Florida State, it's like, why are you losing to them? Why? And I think that this is a game that could be a possible. These next two games, the Wake Forest game and the Pitt game, those are not going to be easy wins. But I think that they're very winnable games, and I think that you should win them, but they could be trap games if you let them. So I think that you get the win there. And like I said, with the Pitt or with the Wake Forest game, Pitt, I think it's a very similar scenario. You have Phil Jurkovec, the quarterback, former quarterback from Notre Dame and then BC, and now coming all the way to Pitt. I think that this is one of the weaker teams that Pat Narduzzi has had in the past 4 or 5 years. I think that they definitely had a lot of pieces, and I think that their quarterback position has improved compared to last year. But with Israel Abanikanda gone, I think that this makes it a little bit tougher of an environment for Pitt to start winning in. So I'm going to have a win here for the Seminoles. Then you head back home for your final two home games of the season. First one against in-state rival Miami. I think that you're in a good spot here against Miami. I think that Cristobal struggled a lot last year. I think I like Cristobal getting a little bit better, but I don't see Cristobal in Miami getting dramatically better. And even though this is later on in the season and I think that they'll be a better team than they were last year, I'm still going to have to give the win to Florida State. The biggest, one of your toughest matchups of the year, North Alabama Lions. No, I'm being completely sarcastic. Should get an easy win there. And to be honest, really didn't do any research on this team. North Alabama, not a particular giant in FCS either. Then you head to your another rivalry game. You got Florida heading to Gainesville, heading to the Swamp. Should be an interesting matchup. I think that Billy Napier, he's got a lot of work to do with Florida, and I think if he's going to be able to get the W, or if Napier is going to be able to make this rivalry interesting, I think he's going to have to get a W eventually in this rivalry. But I think that the win is going to go to the Seminoles. I think that the Seminoles finish with a 10-2 record, mostly because I think that with a lot of the losses, like Anthony Richardson and stuff like that, you do lose a lot of your pieces in that type of system that you really needed. You really needed Anthony Richardson to come back. You really needed a Science Torrance and stuff like that. And I think Florida, they got another year before they're really going to get better. So that's going to pretty much wrap it up. Hit the 2 videos down below. Hit the subscribe button up here. And as always, have a great day. Bye, guys.